Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Do your quiet time with God using Turning Point. After listening, rebroadcast to all on your contact so they too might be blessed. Use our prayer booklet, Turning Point Daily Devotional Prayer Booklet, to do a short Bible study and pray the day's prayer, and use the two daily, the audio and the prayer booklet. They are two different things from the same source. If you subscribe online, the prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. To subscribe or renew your subscription, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now if you have not already done so. Welcome also to Thursday, the ninth day in May 2024. Please open your hand for the day's prayers and be responding with Amen. I receive it. I'm hearing favor. Favor. Favor will happen for you this day. Favor is a spiritual force. Favor is an angel. Favor will accompany you everywhere you go from now on. Who is this? The person mandated by God to help, to bless, to assist, and give you something will locate you today. Who is this also that needs a job? I want to pray for applicant, job applicant, and workers that desire a better job. You are working, but you are not happy with what you are doing. It's not your career. It's not your job. You are just managing it, but it's taking too long. You desire a correct job. Open your hand. Both of you, hold or raise your CV or any document connected to your own experience and job there and training. I pray for job seekers. May that door open for you all. Your employment will no longer be late. It shall be fixed. Those that need a change of job, that change will happen soon. In few days' time, fresh job and better job will get to the seekers. Everyone receive this. Barriers on your way forward are hereby crumbled. Whatever is delaying or hindering your papers from being signed, your visa from being issued, your money from being paid, everyone having your things delayed, lay hand on your heart and let me pray for you. I prophesy a divine intervention. Whoever needs to sign that paper, God will touch their heart to sign. You will be remembered. You shall get it very soon. In few days' time, your things shall be given priority treatment. Say Amen. I receive it. Yes, it will happen the way we have prophesied it. Let me pray for uniform officers, everyone doing uniform jobs in the military service, police, custom, immigration, traffic control, security personnel in all varieties, in all countries, men and women in uniform, carrying arms or not to defend the country. Some are even in war front. This prayer is also for you. May God protect all of you. You will do this career successfully. You will not die. God defending your country. You will return home to your family in peace. God will take you to the top of your career in Jesus' name. Now, if you have pain in any part of your body, lay a hand there for prayers. I speak healings. I prophesy wellness. I declare pains. Leave. Whatever the names or the nature of this sickness, you are healed. You are delivered. You are released from them in Jesus' name. Someone has an appointment to keep. Is that you? That appointment will not fail. You come back with sweet testimonies in Jesus' name. Hold or raise your phone up for alert upon alert prayer again today. I prophesy alert upon alert. You shall be paid. You shall be financially favored. Your goods and services will sell. I prophesy a high turnover for all of you in market or marketing. May 9 celebrant. Your prayers be blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live well, live well. Live long. You will live a productively long life. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's get into teachings on receiving knowledge. First one today, Good day, Pastor. I find myself lusting over a new member in my church who is also a friend to my husband and our family. This has never happened to me before, as I've always been faithful to my husband. I never admire or prefer another man to my husband. I have been fighting this feeling, and I try as much as I could to avoid the man, though he has never made any approach to me. I started seeing him in my dream. Please help me, sir. Wow, this situation you describe here is spiritual. It's a spiritual attack. So handle it spiritually through warfare prayers, as we regularly teach it here. Google for the relevant Bible verses for prayer. Verses like rejecting spiritual attack on one's mind. Scriptures like 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4. Pulling down all stronghold and every imagination. Bible verses on fighting wrong imagination and keeping one's heart pure. List them out, many of them, and start chanting them. Make it a chanting prayers. Claiming your victory. Do a day fast weekly. You will completely be set free and you will get over it. Put part two seat behind it, behind your warfare prayers as well. Because indeed, this is a battle. I don't know how mature, spiritually mature or scripturally matured your husband is. If not, I will have asked that you share this with him so that you can join hands together in prayer. If he is not matured, he could take it against you or against the man and start suspecting you and all that. So fight back with warfare prayers. You will overcome. Now, listeners, if any of the listeners, if you have experienced this kind of attack before and you have now overcome it, please share with us so that others might be blessed. Next, good morning, Daddy, and my own TPGF. Daddy, please, how do I come out of debt? I am depressed, sir. I'm a devoted tither. Why am I experiencing this? I'm a civil servant. I have to clear this debt before I could think of what other businesses to engage in. I have tried what I could. No way. Wow. We have treated issues of debt here many times. The first question is, how did you get into that debt? Did you borrow to do a new business that went bad? Or you are biting more than you can chew? The best way not to get into debt is not to be in them at all. Don't borrow. Romans chapter 13 verse 8 says, owe no man anything except love for one another. Proverbs 22 verse 7 says, the borrower is servant to the lender. So don't borrow to eat. Don't borrow to do any ceremony. Don't ever borrow to start a new business. You have been told that severally. We should all learn to live within our means, to live within our income. That's a general counsel for all of us. As for coming out of the debt, well, prayers, warfare prayers as well, for God's mercy, for God's favor and divine intervention. Also, if you have some items at home or with you that you can dispose of to settle this debt, do so. Don't debt on one's mind can lead to all kinds of health challenges and psychological issues. God will intervene for you. Next, good morning, sir. For the person that asked about insomnia, you should go and listen to the message of December 21 or 22, 2024. My comment was read. Next, for plantain peel, not banana peel. It worked. I have used it before, even before it was mentioned on this platform. But it will work better if one can eat one's last meal by 6 p.m., do a walking exercise with prayers for 15 minutes. After the evening meal, one will sleep like a baby. Let's take one more on insomnia. To answer the question about insomnia, I am a living testimony. One, you can eat 3 or 4 banana at bedtime. 2, cinnamon powder or stick with banana. Slice the banana and boil for 5 or 10 minutes. Then strain and drink at bedtime. Wow. Listeners, this is not from me, but from TPDF members sharing their advice on how to overcome insomnia. If you have problem with sleep, try this, their advice, and then with prayers. Good sleep nightly is a blessing from God. Many people suffer from insomnia, and using pills to sleep for too long will have a side effect. The body may get addicted to the pill and may not want to get out of it again. It could lead to addiction. Do warfare prayers as well on good sleep. God will give us all good sleep. Rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. Today is the D-Day, the Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members and listeners in and around Lagos, be at the Prayer Mountain today at Goshen Land, Ikeja, Lagos. Two services will run as usual, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Don't be late. Don't let the fuel scarcity or the hike in fuel transport fare discourage you. No, prove tougher than this tough time in Nigeria. Arrive early. Prayer focus today is anointing for testimonies. God wants to turn your life into testimonies. Bring things to represent things to divine intervention. Anointed mantle shall be given out free for praying and doing miracle. The two services we hold simultaneously in Dominion City, Ibadan, Koloba Abeokuta, Osogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt. TPGF members in these cities locate our centers and attend. It shall be live streamed to the whole world. So join from wherever you are. If you are a tither and a seesawer, do so as soon as you earn your income and as soon as you can. Tithe and seesawing are our covenant obligation, our covenant work with God as long as we are here on earth. Don't default. And if you want us to send you the commission's account and the PayPal information for your regular tithing and all the other seeds, send a chat message. Or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. That line only. Do so now. I speak to everyone's lives. You will see the mercy of God, the hand of God, the opening of God. You will be fulfilled. You will return home today smiling and giving testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.